Breakfast with Spanky, 7:30 to 9:30 on RDU 98.5 FM.
It is Breakfast with Spanky Thursdays, brought to you by Where the Fox Lives. And I'd like to welcome onto the show right now, Gordon Campbell. Good morning, Gordon.
Yeah, good morning.
Nice to have you with us on the show today. Now, so the interesting issue coming up, and I guess it's more national election issue rather than local body, but I guess it's on our mind, is all of a sudden, out of the blue, this idea that maybe we should stop prisoners from voting came up. Where did that emerge
kind of
from?
Working its way through the system very quietly over the last few months. It's a private member's bill from a National Party MP, Paul Quinn. Currently, we've got a situation in New Zealand since 1993, I think it was, that serious offenders, people who are in prison for serving sentences for more than 3 years, get their right to vote removed as well. This bill will remove that right from all prisoners. If you were unlucky enough to be sentenced to a week in jail just before the election for not paying your parking fines, you would lose your right to vote as well. Conversely, if you'd been sentenced to jail for 2.5 years and you were lucky enough for that to fall in between the elections, you would still retain your right to vote. That's just one of the kind of weird fishhooks of this thing. And because the Attorney General a couple of months ago, every time there's a bill like this, the Attorney General has to report back on whether it complies with our Bill of Rights. And he gave a really damning verdict on it and said, no, it doesn't. It's irrational. And everyone expected that when it went to Select Committee, it would just be shot down. Well, last week it came back from Select Committee, and as David Garrett's parting legacy to the nation, he was one of the people who voted in a majority to say, yes, we should pass this. So at the moment, it's on the rails to be passed.
So the ethos behind it is it's punitive, and the underlying thing seems to be saying, because you can see one of the gut instincts says, yeah, well, they're in prison, why should they be allowed to vote? But the conclusion you come to is that voting isn't a right, it's a privilege. That's the problem, isn't it?
Well, hey, that's actually not what the Bill of Rights says. The Bill of Rights says that it's a